Here's some good news. The Western North Carolina Nature Center is reopening to the public on Monday after being closed for more than 5 months because of damage from Hurricane Helene. BPR's Laura Hackett toured the center this week and reports the excitement around the reopening was palpable.
At the Nature Center's soft opening, 4-year-old Caden Rathbone is entranced by the red wolves.
That one is a red wolf. It's awesome.
The Nature Center is one of the only places you can see these wolves because they're endangered. Before Helene closed the center for 5 months, Caden and her dad, Dakota, would visit often to see the otter, red panda, wolves, bears, and other critters native to the region. He says it's great to be back.
We've really been missing it while it's been closed. We've been members now. This is our second year. And we utilize it usually once a week, once every other week we're here at the Nature Center. She's kind of gotten into wolves, and the cougar down below is a favorite as well.
Further down the boardwalk, another parent, Kristen Frommel, is with her son Nico by the chicken display.
It was really emotional just to see like the chickens again. It's like, oh, the chickens. It was just such a part of our weekly life. And it helped us get through the pandemic when we couldn't be inside. And so it's always just been like a comfort, safe space for us.
A lot of the parks damaged by Helene are still closed. The Nature Center is one of the first city-owned spaces to reopen since the hurricane. Chris Gentile, the director of the Nature Center, says all animals in the building itself made it out okay, but that the property saw about $250,000 in damage.
We had to rebuild our whole parking lot. That was completely taken away with the storm because the water actually came up and went underneath that bank and took a lot of the blacktop, a lot of the pavement out.
The storm also broke the bridge that brought visitors across the Swannanoa River to the parking lot. The city had to reroute roads and find another bridge to reopen the Nature Center.
I would say of all the things, that was probably our biggest challenge, is figuring out how to get people to us.
Much of the other damage was cleared up by volunteers from other zoos who came from all over the country to help. As Gentile shows me around, he points out their handiwork.
And as we walk along the boardwalk, you'll see a lot of new boards. These were all damaged from trees and limbs coming down. All that was replaced by folks from St. Louis Zoo and Kansas City Zoo. They brought all the lumber to supply all that, which is just unbelievable.
Now that the repairs are complete, he says the animals are very ready to see people again.
Animals that are in a facility like ours, they get used to seeing people. It's almost like an enriching thing to see different faces and to hear different sounds. And when people weren't coming through, they kind of started thinking, what's going on here?
Once it opens next week, the Nature Center will be back to its regular schedule 7 days a week. I'm Laura Hackett, BPR News.